So today, in this session, we will answer any questions that you have regarding meditation and also clarify many things about meditation. Because before you leave this place, at least you should not be having any doubts, any questions or any thoughts about meditation. How to do it? What if this happens? So first I would like to take some questions if you have. And then, yeah, there's a mic here if you can come in the front.
Om Shanti. When I start meditation, so I have been practicing this meditation so long years, many years, and attention is one, you know, or concentration we can say, is so, you know, vibration at this is our Gyan Mudra, you know. We are sitting in Gyan Mudra when we are doing.
Can we have questions?
Yes, I am coming to that.
Yeah.
So my attention or concentration is on this vibration.
Okay.
Here I learned that I should concentrate here in between.
Yeah.
So then the mind sometimes goes for the vibration, sometimes goes for here.
Okay.
And again then it is said that light, if unless I see, I cannot say I have seen the light.
Okay.
So again that is a confusion because, you know, if I want to close eyes and want to see, so the black, some layers are coming, something like that.
Okay.
So this is something I want that if you have any input.
Thank you. Yeah. Firstly, can I answer this and then take up the other question? Okay. Here we focus in the middle of the forehead when we meditate, it's because the soul is there, right? We have understood that. And here, this meditation is about the connection between the soul and the Supreme Soul. We are not connecting our minds to any physical things. Meditation, yoga, is a connection, right? Even if we remember a person, that's also yoga. But we are having yoga with that person. If I remember something, some physical thing, I'm having yoga with that physical thing. Right? So this is a supreme yoga or Raja yoga where we are connecting our minds to the supreme being. So we are not connecting to any human beings or any physical things. Okay? So for that, if I have to connect to the Supreme Being, I will have to stabilize in the consciousness of being a soul. If I don't stabilize in that soul conscious stage, I don't get the connection. Okay? So if I'm physically aware that, okay, I'm here, but I'm not spiritually aware that I'm a soul, that connection won't be forged. So that's the reason we say, stabilize in that soul conscious stage, and that's reality. We are souls. Right? So we have forgotten that. So again, when we are conscious of being a soul, then that spark, that light comes, and then the connection starts. Okay. And the second question that you asked was the attention span. You're not able to focus. And when you close your eyes, there's black layers. So that's because you have started to practice. So as you practice, then gradually you will experience even more in depth. And also, we would like to suggest everyone to keep your eyes open when you meditate. It's an open eye meditation. It's not a closed eye meditation, because Okay, you don't have to keep your eyes completely open or completely closed, like half closed. You have seen many yogis' pictures, right? Maybe the picture of Guru Nanak ji or Mahavir ji or Mahatma Buddha ji. So you have seen their eyes. How are they? Half closed, right? It means that you are seeing the surroundings, but you are not aware of it. You know, sometimes when you are deeply thinking about something, your eyes are open, but you are not aware of the surroundings. Somebody has come and gone, you are not aware, because all the focus is on your thinking. Right? That can happen, right? When you're completely focused on your thoughts, even if your eyes are open, you're not aware of the surroundings. Right? So that should be our stage when we meditate. And also, it's not a hard and fast rule that you have to keep your eyes open all the time. No. This is called as easy Raj Yoga, right? Easy meditation. The main focus is on the concentration of mind. So whatever is convenient for you. Sometimes what I personally do is, sometimes I close, sometimes I open. Continuously don't close your eyes. When you sit for meditation, don't close your eyes. Because when you keep your eyes closed, mind will wander easily. You can experiment. If your eyes are open, you are just aware of the surroundings. You are thinking about the people you are seeing or whatever the scenes that you are seeing. But once you close your eyes, the mind will automatically go out of this room to different places. Right? It will cross that limitation. So it's easy for the mind to travel when your eyes is closed. But sometimes when you feel difficult to focus with your eyes open, for a few minutes you can close, focus, and then open. So between close, open, according to your convenience, but don't keep your eyes closed for a long period of time. Okay?
I do have some very, very basic question. And so I'm finding it difficult with open eyes and suddenly, yeah, and I understand the challenges, but so is it okay to practice it to get some stabilization, to start with for a few months you do with the closed eyes, and then is this?
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
Okay. Second question is a very...
If you are able to focus with closed eyes continuously, then it's okay. But yeah, as we have experienced with different people, it's a bit difficult. But if it's okay for you, then yeah.
The second question is a very, very basic question, and I'm practicing on and off meditation since many, many years. But I'm never, somehow could get a... Somehow it becomes a very shallow breathing and not a deep breathing. I don't know how to solve for that. Balaji has mentioned ki you put your tongue like this and close and something, but it automatically gets open, and then suddenly the whole concentration becomes on the process rather than a larger one.
Okay.
And any guidance to solve for this conundrum?
It's a breathing thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Yogis have shallow breathing. It doesn't have to, like, don't worry about that. So, but when you're, because in this meditation, we are not focusing on breathing. We are focusing on the soul and the Supreme Soul. So when this is sorted out, everything else physically gets sorted. Okay, so that is a mool mantra. That is the basic core thing that we are focusing on. So other types of meditation, what they do is they focus on the process and they come till the Agya Chakra and that's the end of it. But here, we start with the Agya Chakra. We start with the soul. Agya Chakra is soul, right? So, we start with the soul and then we go up above. Right? So, we are not focusing on the physical process, physical things. We are focusing on our thoughts, feelings, our mental process. So, when we are focused on that, everything else gets sorted out.
Om Shanti Didi. I started meditating some time back along with the commentary. I used to put a headphone and then sit straight on the floor and used to follow the commentary. I started realizing after some time my body was down on the floor.
Huh?
Body was down on the floor.
Down on the floor. Okay.
And it happened multiple, almost 80% of the times. And okay. Then I started becoming slightly frightened. And then...
Which meditation that you are doing?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, this
yes.
one. Okay.
So, my wife follows it, so she advised me to do that. But then, and that was, I used to feel a sort of white light which was there.
Mm-hmm.
And then slowly and steadily, first of all, my upper body is going to move slightly and then suddenly I'll realize by the time I woke up that I am down on the floor. Then...
Down on the floor means you're asleep or unconscious?
Unconscious.
So, unconscious.
Yeah. So then what I started doing is that I started opening my eyes and then it was not that feeling and then I left meditation.
Okay.
So it's very, very different. I discussed with a couple of sisters and then they only said that please open your eyes and do it. That's
yeah.
the only thing. But then I was not getting that bliss feel which was I was getting there. It could be a notional thing but then it was happening. Very unique thing. I don't know.
With open eyes, you were not able to focus.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. I mean, it was not focus in a sense. It was not that feeling of contentment which was coming when I used to close my eyes. It was a very different feeling. I don't know how to express, but then it was slightly very different. I can have a different one-on-one session with you. I think it's not a...
Yeah, okay. You know, when we close our eyes and with your experience... It could be an other experience other than the meditation experience. You know, sometimes we are carried away somewhere else. So that happens when we with the closed eyes. So that's the reason we suggest you to keep your eyes open to have that real connection of the soul with the Supreme Soul, with the higher energy. So, and also, as you said, it's a bit difficult initially to have that spiritual experience with open eyes, but we need to practice that. And why we would suggest is because this is not sannyas yoga. This is karma yoga. Means you should be able to meditate even while you are doing your karma, even while you are doing your actions. Because when you have to remember your family members, you don't sit and remember, okay, I need to remember my father, I need to remember my mother. So you don't sit there and remember your parents, remember your family members, right? So even whilst you're doing activities, it's easy for you to remember your parents, your family members, because of the love, because of the relationship that you have. So that's the reason. When I forge that relationship, of course relationship is there with the Supreme Being, but then I have to experience it. When I experience that relationship, when I experience that love, then it becomes much more easy for me to, even whilst I'm doing my activities. So we need to practice that by sitting first, with our eyes open, so that we experience that with our eyes open. So then it becomes easy for us to do it when we are doing our activities. So I would suggest you to keep your eyes open and practice. Of course, it's initially difficult, but we need to practice that.
Difficulty, it was about, I used to be so full charged for the whole day when I used to have that sort of, so I think you rightly said, it was a connection with something else, not...
Yeah.
That's That could be.
Thank we you. Wander off.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Well, yeah. But then it was giving a lot of energy to my whole body for the whole day. And yeah. I used to feel good about it. So I continued. But then I realized that probably something is wrong. So I yeah. discuss. Yeah. Thank you.
Om Shanti Didi. Other than practice, could you share some tips to meditation, do a more focused meditation?
Should I share it towards the end so that then we practice also? Yeah. Can I take other question?
One more question.
Yeah. Okay.
One more question. Sometime when I do a meditation, it connects. Like day before yesterday, it was very good. Means I could able to feel and I could, you know, continue. Today when I was doing, it was not that powerful. So the consistency is, you know, like sinusoidal.
Yeah.
So I think it is all related to the practice only.
Yeah, it's related to practice, and it's also the state of mind that we are in.
And
that particular day or that particular morning, as soon as you wake up, what was your state of mind? So that also affects the whole day and affects the whatever we do during that day.
Okay. And in Mumbai, Didi, we travel by train and all, and we run short of time because of our busy schedule. So is it okay to do like couple of minute quick meditation while you are traveling in the train or something?
Of course.
It doesn't matter, correct?
You have to do that.
Yeah. No, I just wanted to show.
It's not a matter of doesn't matter. Huh. You have to do that. Yeah, it's okay to do it, and it's very powerful also to do that. Because obviously many of us don't have that much time to sit for an hour for meditation, and yeah, this is called as the drops of, please sit. Yeah. This is called as drops of time. You know, utilize that, you know, silent time that you can, when you're traveling you don't have to do anything. So just you can sit there and meditate. Yeah, these are the times that you can utilize to charge yourself, charge the soul. Yeah, you can definitely use it. Or listen to some good classes and then meditate. You know, you want some powerful inputs also to meditate. So either way you can do it. Yes, meditation music app you can use. So there are many things online. Yeah. Definitely.
Om Shanti Didi. Thank you. Still early days for me, so a lot of basic questions. Firstly, as we say that we focus here, so do we see this from the outside or like the inner side? So even I am still not able to figure out when we say we focus here, so do I see myself from the outside, this part, or from internally should I focus here?
Okay, focusing on in the middle of the forehead means trying to experience the soul. You are not going out of the body and seeing the body, but being here, am I able to feel the light in the middle of my brain? Are you able to do that? Sitting here, just try to feel that point of light in the middle of your forehead, here, inside, that's where the soul exists, right? Try to feel it. Able to do that? Okay, you will be able to feel it. You don't have to go out and then see. But here, just feel the soul, which is there, and it's giving that light to the whole brain, whole body, you know. Try to feel, that's the thing.
Yeah.
It's not just creating thoughts. Meditation is about feeling. In order to feel, you need to create thoughts, and continuously you don't have to create thoughts, but stay in that feeling.
I think that's where because my mind goes into that evaluation mode. Is it happening or not happening? So
yes.
That's where it gets
yes.
you know, into the vicious circle.
Yes.
And that feeling part completely
yeah.
gets lost.
Uh-huh. Realization happens only when you feel.
Yeah.
Right. So in order to feel also, first initially create thoughts, but stay in that feeling for a few seconds, a few minutes, and then go on to the next. You know, like it's like
that. So for that, is it better to put in some music or it should not?
Whatever is convenient for you. Right? For those who are starting with meditation, it's better to take some inputs. You know, either music or commentary or whatever, which will help for you to meditate. But if you are okay, then later on, when you after your practice, so even after, without that also, you should be able to do it.
Okay. So like I have also heard many people, so they will continue to have great time during meditation. Then suddenly a phase comes when probably they also struggle. So is that also natural?
Yeah. Okay. It's a S curve, right?
Okay.
Going up. There's a stagnation period.
Okay.
Unless and until we don't have some creativity, then again, you know,
okay,
there's always a stagnation period. So then we have to explore ourselves. What is it that I can do differently?
Okay.
So then,
Thank you. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. अभी हम वापस घर जाएंगे तो ये ऑडिटोरियम तो नहीं होगा और कोई भी लाइट भी ऑन करके नहीं रखेगा और म्यूजिक भी चला के नहीं रखेगा तब क्या करना है?
You should not be dependent on all these things, ना? इसके ऊपर निर्भर नहीं होना है. You have to be independent of all these things. ये कुछ नहीं होगा. अगर इतना उतल पुतल अगर होगा तो भी क्या आप मेडिटेशन कर पाएंगे? You have to reach that stage. So, भले ये ऑडिटोरियम नहीं होगा, you got this experience in order to start off with. So, but then back at home, you create a small place for you to meditate. Okay? So, if you want to practice every day, what I would suggest is, create a small place where you'd sit in the same place every day to meditate so that the vibrations are created. Of course, if you have a small home, so it's okay. Create a corner or have one particular chair or one particular sofa where you sit and meditate every day. So meditate in the same place every day so that you create that vibration and then you can have your music. You can have your light if you want. So, और जब अभी चार्ज हो गया वहां जाकर के थोड़ा थोड़ा चार्ज हो सकता है लेकिन डिस्चार्ज भी होना शुरू हो जाएगा. राइट? अगेन टू चार्ज अगेन यू हैव टू कम हियर नेक्स्ट ईयर.
ठीक है. डिस्चार्ज होने से तो डर लगता है अभी.
हाँ, डिस्चार्ज तो होगा लेकिन फिर बार बार चार्ज करते रहना पड़ेगा. और बार बार चार्ज करने के लिए देर आर प्लेसेस. इवन इफ यू आर नॉट एबल टू कम टू माउंट आबू, ऑफ कोर्स इट्स नॉट प्रैक्टिकल टू कम हियर एवरी मंथ और एवरी 15 डेज टू गेट द सोल चार्ज्ड. देर आर सेंटर्स, राइट? राजयोग सेंटर्स वेयर इट्स ऑफकोर्स इट्स पावरफुल. But this is the headquarters, right? This is very powerful. Those places are also powerful, but then you have to go visit there and then get charged.
एक और पूछू. आप कह रहे हैं अगले साल आए, तो अगले साल मतलब अभी तो हमको बोल दिया है कि एक बार ही आना है, इधर बैठना है, नेक्स्ट ईयर उधर बैठना है.
इधर बैठना है?
इधर नहीं, मतलब सेवा करना.
सेवा
है,
में
होना,
ओके,
नहीं होना है,
सेवा में आना है.
उधर तो कहाँ?
इट्स गुड यू आर एबल टू शेयर योर एक्सपीरियंस.
तो देयर मस्ट बी ऑलरेडी सो मेनी पीपल जो कर रहे हैं. सो आप कैसे, व्हाट इज द क्राइटेरिया, आप कैसे बुलाते हैं, मतलब
सेवा के लिए?
जी, कैसे करते?
सेवा के लिए आने के लिए आपको फिर मेडिटेशन अभ्यास करना पड़ेगा. So follow the disciplines and meditation, get experience, then you will be invited for seva. Okay.
हम तो घर पे कर रहे होंगे तो आपको कैसे पता चलेगा?
घर पे माना, this is a basic meditation course that you got, but then वो जैसा कल दीपा बहन ने कहा, मुरली अटेंड करना है, it's everyday process, right? So then you will be invited for seva. मैं सेंटर के साथ कनेक्शन रखना पड़ेगा आपको.
अच्छा ठीक है,
लोकल सेंटर के साथ.
ठीक है. ओम शांति सिस्टर. सिस्टर, आई एम इनटू मेडिटेशन फॉर लास्ट 10 इयर्स. सो आई वाज नॉट फॉलोइंग बीके अर्लियर एंड आई एक्सपीरियंस मेडिटेशन लाइक आई वाज ब्लेस्ड, सो आई वाज एबल टू. But after some time, I lost all the connection, right? I'm not able to do it now. I'm a migraine patient. I should not be using this word, but I'm not able to focus here. And doctors has, denied me to do the meditations and all because my thoughts surrounds me a lot. My body clock is set. I wake up at 3:30, 4 a.m. daily, right? But still, I'm not able to. Within 10, 15 minutes, my mind bursts like anything. I'm not able to continue. What do you suggest? They have denied me that you should not be doing all this for bit of the time. You need to stop.
I think meditation wouldn't aggravate your migraine.
Yeah.
Meditation will help you to heal it.
Yeah.
So provided you have to do it in the right way. Okay, so when you stabilize in this soul conscious stage, ज़्यादा कुछ नहीं सोचना आप परमात्मा के बारे में या कुछ और ज्यादा नहीं सोचना, केवल आत्मा के बारे में सोचना आप. फील करने की कोशिश करना आत्मा को. आत्मा यहाँ है, सोल इज हियर. फील द एनर्जी ऑफ द सोल. सोल इज पीसफुल, लवफुल. ट्राई टू एक्सपीरियंस द क्वालिटीज and the powers of the soul. So don't go into the depth of other things of meditation, but just try to experience soul conscious stage and the different qualities and the powers of the soul. So that will really help you.
So when I sit at 3:30 or 4 a.m. even, right, that is the fresh time. And even then I'm dealing, I'm struggling with my thoughts which come. I know that I'm under stress, right, for... It's fine, but I think
you should take off that thought that yes. I'm under stress.
No, but this is the implication, right?
So if you say that I'm under stress, you'll be stressed. So, but instead of that, please replace that thought with I'm a peaceful soul.
Peaceful soul, yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
So whenever you think about the self, create this thought, I'm a peaceful soul, I'm a loveful soul, I'm a powerful soul. So whatever the qualities of the soul. Okay, so don't say, I'm stressed, I'm distressed, I have migraine. Mm. So then those negative energies will aggravate in your life.
Yep.
Okay, so you attract what you think.
So one tip I would like to have that as a beginner now. Now I'm as a beginner, right? For 10 minutes, I do an open eye meditation, right? So even then, I'm struggling with my thoughts. So what should I do? I don't want to stop this, right? I want to continue. So what do you suggest? I should sit for 30
yeah.
minutes?
Yeah, you should sit. Don't stop doing it.
And thoughts you have come and go?
Let it come and go, but then pay attention to it, then channelize it. Whenever it wanders, then you bring back again and again. So don't allow that to wander. You are the master. You are the creator of the thoughts. It's not that, okay, thoughts are not under my control. No, you are the creator. You are creating those thoughts. Right? You are the master. So just don't allow the thoughts to wander. Bring back. To the thing. Focus.
And don't give up, that is.
Yeah, you should not give up. So why we are not able to focus, please sit. Why we are not able to focus is because we never tried that before. Right? Just like children, when the child is born, we give the child complete freedom, do whatever you want. And then we don't discipline the child. And after 15 years, when the child is teenager, then we say, oh, the child is going in a wrong path. So when you start to control the child, discipline the child, when the child is 15 or 18 years old, will you be able to discipline the child? No. Right? So in the same way, what has happened is, we never try to discipline the mind since birth. Now, all of a sudden, when we understand meditation, we want to control our thoughts. It's not able to, we are not able to do it because we had given the mind complete freedom to go wherever, do whatever. So now I'm trying to control it. It's a bit difficult, but then it's easy also when we understand the mind, then it's easy to channelize. There is an illusion that people say mind is a naughty horse. Do you think so? Mind is a naughty horse? Not anymore. What do we have to consider mind as now? Mind is like a child. It's not a naughty horse. You know, you see, you know, many pictures, there are horses, five horses riding. So in art gallery you must have seen, right? Naak, sab organs hai. Fir wo reins, horse ka, aur fir malik hai. Right? We are not a naughty horse. The mind is not a naughty horse. Mind is a small child. How do you treat a child? How do you control a child? A 6-month child or a 1-year child, how do you control it? If you say, don't do this, the child is curious. It will do it. Aag hai, beta, ye aag hai, jalega. Haat nahi lagao. So child is curious to know. Haat laga ke dekhega. Jalega kaise karke. Isn't it, na? So mind also does the same thing. If you ask the mind, don't get angry, don't get angry, the mind will get angry. That's not the way to control the mind. You know? You have to talk to the mind. If you, wo bacche ko agar samjhate hain achi tarah, then when the child realizes, understands, then the child won't do it. If you just say, don't do it, the logic nahi samajh mein aa raha hai. Kyun nahi karna hai? You have to make it understand. Even the mind also, you have to talk to the mind. You don't have to do it. So when you understand your own mind and talk to it, and then you will be able to control. And also second way to control the mind is think about the things that you want in life and not about the things that you don't want in life. Right? If you have to control your anger, we are not thinking that, oh, gussa nahi karna hai, gussa nahi karna hai, gussa nahi karna hai, nahi. What should I say? I am a peaceful soul. So replace that negative with positive. Because there is the peace is less, you get angry. You know, it's like light and darkness. If there is darkness here, you bring light, automatically darkness is gone. Right? So negativity is like darkness. Positivity is like light. So if I'm angry, if I have that sanskar of anger, how am I going to get rid of that? Bring peace, light of peace. Right? Opposite of it. You know, when there is peace, the amount of anger, the level of anger decreases. When there is hatredness, bring in love, spiritual love, and the amount, level of hatredness will go down. So when there is weakness, willpower ki kami hoti hai, bring power within. Power, spiritual power, so then your willpower will increase. So it's like that, you know. Bring in the positivity, negativity will automatically go out. So this is the method to control the mind. Okay? Yeah. Rajyoga meditation. Because other meditation, they focus on breathing, they focus on different elements, on the body or exercise. But this is meditation. connecting the soul and the Supreme. There's a connection between the soul and the Supreme Soul. Rajyoga is more focused on controlling our own senses, becoming the master of our own mind. It doesn't involve any of the physical activity there, but we need to control. It's an internal activity that happens.
Yeah, Didi.
Yeah.
One question, Om Shanti. So we wanted the morning time. So we tried some time in the morning and we feel powerful as well, right? But during the office hours, we feel very sleepy, right? So sometime after some time, we left this thing because office hours also we have to do those things. So how can we do it in a later time as well?
Yeah. During the day, any time during the day you can do it. Okay. But the most powerful time is in the morning.
Yeah, but yeah, that is not suited. So how to, can we do some time, right? After that, can we sleep again?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So I have another question. Just like you said, we can do it any time. Just like we are doing cooking, we are walking. So is there any mantra kind of thing we have to do? Or we have to just like listen any music or just like we always follow this?
It's an internal conversation that happens. Or reassuring my own, the energy of the soul, the qualities of the soul, and connecting. It's a conversation between the soul and the Supreme Soul.
Okay. So generally it's a
inner conversation with myself and conversation with.
Okay.
Yeah.
So generally for meditation we sit some time and do this connection, right? But during walk-in and just like doing anything, any activity, we can do these things. Thank you.
Okay, so I would like to give you a few tips because, okay, there are some hands up. Can I take the last question? Okay.
Om Shanti. Sister, I have some basic question. When I sit for meditation, most of the people are saying lots of thoughts are coming. But for me, there are very less thoughts. And if at all there are thoughts, they themselves are going away. Okay, so I feel very comfortable. I feel very sort of like I'm at ease. Okay, but when I have attended this retreat, so there are like, I would say, a method or certain tips which have been given. Like you have to again get into sort of thought pattern. You have to remind yourself you are a soul, right? And then you have to establish that connection with the Supreme Power. And once that connection is established, then you also need to feel that, and then you need to radiate those, I would say, rays of love, happiness to your family member, to your workplace, to your society, to the world. Now I'm finding it difficult because when I'm sitting for meditation, I'm at ease and I really enjoy that moment, and when it is completed, it's like I have experiences where I am sitting for half an hour, 1 hour, and when I am just opening my eye, so I feel like it was 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I'm not feeling like I have been sitting here for half an hour, 1 hour kind of thing. Now, from last couple of days, I was trying to practice this, like I am a soul, there is a light, and then there is a supreme connection. So that pattern, is it really required? Like we really need to set that pattern, or the way like I'm feeling?
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Understood that. Here, okay, whatever type of meditation you would be doing before, I don't know about that. You were doing other type of meditation, or in previously, what type of meditation? What were you thinking when you were sitting?
So, it was like I do pranayam.
Okay.
And just after pranayam, I used to sit for meditation.
Meditation, what do you do?
Earlier, it was kind of like I was focusing here only.
Okay.
At the middle of forehead only.
Okay.
And later on, it was earlier when I started, there were lots of thought. I was having a hard time focusing also.
Yeah. Okay.
But now those thoughts are very few.
Yeah. But so now you have reached that stage. You have to go higher now. You have to, it's like you are comfortable in that position, but you have to expand your energy, right? You have to experience even more. So for that, experiencing the soul and connection with the Supreme Soul is very much needed. Unless and until you don't get connected with the Supreme Soul, the soul will not get recharged. So until now, you were just thinking about the self without understanding the self properly. So now you are able to understand the self even more on a deeper level, because you understand that you are a soul. So I think it's good that you practice this. Okay, even if you are not able to create so many thoughts, you don't have to create many thoughts. But just being in the feeling of being a soul, a point of light, that energy, and connecting with the Supreme Soul. You know, you don't have to create many thoughts. Even in meditation, we don't create many thoughts. It's very slow. But if you don't want to create that, but be in the feeling of being connected and drawing that energy. So even if you don't have to spread it, it's okay right now. But first, we have to fill in. When we are full, it automatically overflows. We don't have to give. It automatically overflows. But first, we have to fill ourselves. Be in that feeling. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, sister. So it's just that I need to establish that connection.
Yeah.
And rest of the thing will fall in place. So I need not to remind about my virtues.
Yeah.
I need not to think about like I'm radiating those rays within society.
Just
within
be
family.
In that connection with the Supreme. Okay, so I would like to give you a few tips for when you go back home. You can follow these things and it will be much more easier for you to meditate. First, whenever you wake up, of course waking up at Amrit Vela is very good, 4 o'clock. But if you are not able to wake up at Amrit Vela, whenever you wake up, initial for 20 minutes, is very crucial, very important as soon as you wake up. At that time, you don't involve yourself in activities. As soon as you wake up, because active mind, conscious mind is not so active at that time. Right? As soon as you wake up, even the subconscious mind is really, you know, like you are able to access the subconscious mind at that time. So, as soon as you wake up, go to your washroom, come back, sit in meditation for 20 minutes. So, plan your day accordingly. If you have to leave your home at 8 o'clock, so then you don't have to rush. So, wake up half an hour before, so that you are able to meditate for 20 minutes before starting off your day. And every day in the morning, give some powerful inputs to your mind. As soon as you wake up or just after your meditation, don't read newspaper. Because newspaper has all negative news. Right? Even if you read the newspaper or listen to the news after 10, after 9 o'clock, it's okay. Right? So as soon as you wake up, don't get involved with the thoughts of the world. No, it's always negative. So be in that consciousness and give some powerful inputs. Read something very spiritual, which is helpful for your spiritual growth. That's why here in this organization we listen to the Murali every day in the morning, so that it's a powerful input for the soul, so that we think about those things throughout the day and we practice those things during the day. Right? So after here, if you are able to go to the center and do the 7 days course, it will be even more powerful. Okay? And please be in connection with the local center of Brahma Kumaris, so that in between you go there, visit and experience the same, like this energy in that center, sit there in meditation whenever you, it's convenient, you know, in from 6 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock at night. It's open. The centers are open. So you can go, if you are not able to go during the Murli class in the morning, it's okay. If you, whenever in the evening if you are able to go and you sit there in Baba's room, in meditation room there at least for 20 minutes, half an hour. So that will also really energize, help you in the spiritual growth. And whenever you meditate, you know, at home, as I said, create a place for yourself, for meditation place. It's not that, okay, you can sit on your bed and meditate. It has a different energy, right? Changing your place every day for meditation will not, you know, create that energy, right? So create one place, identify one chair or one place and sit there and meditate every day. Yes. Whatever is comfortable, you don't have to sit in Padmasana or, you know, because many people, those who are senior citizens, won't be able to do all those things, right? Those who have physical ailments also are not able to do it. Whatever is comfortable, even on the chair also, if you can sit in Sukhasana, it's good. But if you're not able to sit in Sukhasana, so even if you sit on the chair like this, but keep your back bone straight. When you keep your backbone straight, it helps the flow of energy. And then, you know, like comfortable position with both legs like this, so that you're not stretching or creating any uneasiness for your body. Comfortable, so that the intellect is not pulled towards your body when you meditate. You know, if I'm not used to sitting in Padmasana, but I'm sitting there, I want to meditate, it's paining, so that my intellect is drawn towards my leg. I'm not able to focus in meditation. So that should not be the case. So whatever is comfortable, but back straight, and then we can sit in that way. Sitting on bed, it has a different energy. You know, it's better to identify a different chair and then sit there. Not negative, it has a different, it's a energy of sleep. Right? If you go there and sit in meditation and you're sleeping and then you say, oh, this was a good experience. But then that was not experience of meditation, that was experience of sleep. Right. Yeah, you can doze off, you know, like. Whatever is comfortable for you. Whatever is comfortable. So, and all. Yeah. For starters, it's good if you have soft music. And when you sit for meditation, the technique I would like to share, we look at one point, right? We ask you to stabilize your eyes on one place, on the level of your eyes. You don't have to, you know, stretch your neck like this, like that, or anywhere. Comfortably, you're keeping your neck straight, but on this level, whatever one point, fix on that one point. Fix your eyes on one point, but you're not focusing your mind on that one point. Right? Fixing the eyes on one point would help you to focus the mind. If your eyes are wandering, you know, mind is also wandering. Okay? So fix your eyes on one point and then it's easy for you to focus the mind. And when you meditate, you're focusing the mind here on your own soul here, right? Not on anyone else. So then Then the steps that you were, I think, was shared by Deepa Ben with you yesterday. The steps that you have to follow in that way. And also, in the evening, at night, in the evening, 6:30 to 7:30 is also equally powerful time as Amrit Vela. If you're not able to meditate in the morning at Amrit Vela, try to make it between 6:30 to 7:30 in the evening. Mandiron mein bhi aarti usi time pe hote hai. So evening is also very good time. 6:30 to 7:30, not after 7:30, then before 8. 6:30 to 7:30 is a very good time for you to meditate. And also at night, what we would like you to suggest is, before you sleep, please don't watch any serials, any news, any of those things. Okay, half an hour before you sleep, wind up everything. Okay, even if you want to watch anything, okay, watch, but before half an hour, just wind up everything. And that last half an hour, 20 minutes is also very useful. Feed something very powerful. Read something very useful for your spiritual journey. Meditate for 5 minutes, 5-10 minutes, and then you go to sleep. And before going to sleep, you can meditate on the bed. Okay? Before going to sleep, meditate on the bed for 5-10 minutes and then go to sleep. So you're creating that positive, powerful vibrations on the bed, right? So then in that consciousness, when you go to sleep, your sleep will be deep and also very refreshing. And you will, that's why you say, you know, like it is said, sleep on your problems and you will wake up with the solutions. Right? Whatever you feed in when you go to sleep, as soon as you wake up, the same thought will come. You must have experienced, if you went to sleep after watching a horror movie, as soon as you wake up, the same thoughts will come, right? About the ghost or about whatever you had watched on TV the previous night. So that image, that thought will remain in your brain for the whole of night, whole of 8 hours or 6 hours you sleep. So be very careful when you go to sleep, that last 20 minutes or half an hour, feed something very powerful and positive. And then when you wake up in the morning, the first thought you create has to be powerful and positive. So when you pay attention to your thoughts, end of the day and the starting of the day, the whole day in between will be very powerful. Okay? Starting first thought when you wake up in the morning has to be very powerful. And that's why we say good morning to Baba, good morning. You know, like, it's like as soon as I wake up, I'm connecting to the Supreme Soul. So it's like a energy thing. Yeah. Okay? As soon as you wake up, just for 1 minute, 2 minutes, you're doing that. You're going for washroom and coming back. But then you sit in a place that you have identified for yourself to meditate. Okay? And also in between, during the day, you're traveling, you don't have to do anything. So then you can utilize that time to meditate and listen to something powerful and positive. Yeah. And whenever you drink water, give that vibration to the water and drink. So these are the small things that you can incorporate in your life. when you deal with the kids, deal with them as souls. You know, there are also souls, right? So then when we're interacting with them, not as, you know, they are ignorant, we know everything, they have to follow what I say, they have to obey me. It's not that of a consciousness, but you are dealing with a human being. You are dealing with a soul. So when you interact with them like that, so then that would be really. Yeah, you can give the vibrations of peace, love, whatever you want to, and then give that. So, yeah. Affirmations also be true. Yeah. You can. Definitely, yeah. In your subconscious mind, so that would stay for the next 6 hours. You know, you're cleaning it. You know, what we usually do at night is hum chart submit karte. Means whatever we have done throughout the day, we analyze it and just submit. Okay, whatever is done is done. Whatever lessons I need to learn, whatever mistakes I have done, I need to correct that. So analyzing the whole day and submitting the chart to God. It's like that. So that I don't carry on the things of yesterday to today. It's just cleaning it. Yeah, closing of the day. Yeah. You don't carry the problems of that to the next day. Yeah. Of course, anyone can do. Anyone can do. Even the teenagers can, even the children can do. Yeah, but we have to teach them in their language, on their level. In between. Yeah, not throughout 24 hours, but in between, yes. In between, yes. Yeah. So, shall we meditate for 10 minutes? Yeah. Sit comfortably with your back straight. Take a deep breath and be aware of your own self. I'm trying to withdraw my thoughts from the surroundings and focus in the middle of my forehead. In the middle of my forehead, I can see myself. A tiny point of light. Sparkling beautifully. That conscious light is me, the soul, the life force in this body. That is my real identity. The true identity, that I am a beautiful, sparkling star. I am that energy. I'm the master of my life and of this body. S- sitting here in the middle of my brain. I'm enjoying this life. I'm seeing this world through these small windows of my eyes. Through these eyes, I have this connectivity to this world. Why the soul is listening through these ears. I'm connected to the world of sounds through these ears. I, the soul, is speaking through this mouth. Spreading happiness and love through my words. I'm doing different activities through different organs. My original nature is peace. I'm a peaceful soul. My vibrations of peace is radiating from the forehead throughout the body and into the atmosphere. I am a peaceful soul. My spiritual father, Baba, is also a point of light, but ocean in his attributes, unlimited in his qualities. I, the soul, the worthy child of the Supreme Being, is receiving in inheritance the qualities that he is having, the powers and virtues. I have the right authority over God's powers. It's natural to me. It's inherent within the self. I receive vibrations and the rays of peace and power from my spiritual father, from up above, and I absorb that completely like a sponge, like a thirsty soul. I'm just absorbing God's love, power, and healing my own self. God's love is healing my past emotions and feelings, getting rid of all the burdens and heaviness. I'm becoming light, and happy. I have this faith that the Supreme Being is my companion. Shiva Baba is my companion who is there to guide me constantly through my life. Holding on to this feeling that God is my companion, I come back to this conscious world and play my part, play my role on this world drama stage, being aware that I am a beautiful soul, God's child, I'm here to radiate peace, love, and happiness. To make this place a better world to live in.